far as resources.
Like, there's a lot of noise coming from your phone.
Can I what?
Can you mute your phone?
Mute it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on.
City Council meeting in session on Monday, June 14th, 2021. It is currently 1:12 p.m. This meeting is being held virtually. What I'm looking for first then is approval of the meeting's agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay. Got a motion to approve the agenda. Do I have a second? Can I second that? But it's got to be Mike.
Yeah.
Mike can second it.
Or Ben.
Ben, you can second it too.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and second that. So we have approval of the meeting's agenda. Let's have a vote on that. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Mike gave a thumbs up. Is that sufficient?
Is a thumbs up sufficient?
If we have it on the record.
If we have it on the record, Mike has a thumbs up.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So the scheduled item for us to talk about today is review action on a resolution adopting specific restrictions on fireworks and open fires in the city, and I'll turn the time over to Chandler.
Thank you. What I'm going to talk about, I'm going to share my screen with you real fast. As we approach the fireworks season, we're a little bit concerned about the potential for a wildfire on the hillside. In the past, we've identified these orange areas on this map and saying that aerials and ground fireworks are restricted in these areas and within 100 feet of these areas. After discussing this issue with the battalion chief from American Fork Fire Rescue and the fire marshal, we've decided to recommend to the council that we should extend some of these restrictions to what we're creating as this yellow area where aerial fireworks are prohibited, but ground fireworks are permitted. As we look at the drier areas throughout the city, this usually includes open space. This is the area that we see as being very vulnerable to a potential wildfire. And so after evaluation and discussion with the representatives from AFFR, this is the proposed map that we are making or we're giving to the City Council for adoption. As a staff, if you approve this map, we will push this map out to the public, but we wanted to do it in a timely manner before people went out and started buying fireworks and give them a chance to understand the restrictions prior to going and making large purchases. So with that, I'd love to hear any questions or concerns about the map or any comments that we can address as staff. We do have the fire marshal here in attendance at the city building who can answer questions as well.
Okay. The first question I've got is, first off, what is the difference, say, between, so I live in the Cedars, which is the upper portion there, and it's all yellow, which is fine. What's the difference between that being yellow and the items just west of Canyon Road, further south of the city?
Sorry, are you saying east of Canyon Road or west of Canyon Road?
West. So we have east is orange and west is white, which means it'd be allowed.
Yeah, so the difference there is that everything east of Canyon Road falls in what's called the Wildland Urban Interface Area, which does carry with it more restrictions related to fireworks.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean west. I didn't mean west where it's white.
Oh, further south?
Yeah, further south it's white on orange. And then
yes, the amount of open space that's around it. There is some open space down on the south end of town, but mostly it's the open space and the native areas that surround the golf course, which is particularly concerning for the Cedars West area. And then in the center of town, there's the Oak Road parcel and some of the drier areas along Cottonwood and Bay Hill that are of concern. So that was the reason for the restrictions there.
Okay. I just see we're going to have pushback, which is to be expected. We're going to have pushback in the Cedars, especially around the park area, because that is very far from any native. You have to cross quite a few houses to get in trouble there.
I recognize that. But even as a city, we've had incidents where we've lit fireworks for our annual fireworks show at the driving range and had fires resulting just because of the wind that blows through there almost a half a mile away, or a little over a quarter mile away, I should say. So there's a lot of potential for wind to blow embers and fireworks inadvertently into these open areas, and that's why there's a concern.
But regardless, that is just for aerials.
Yeah.
All the fountains and the ground fireworks are still.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Correct.
I don't have any other questions on it. I'm hoping that we're ready to answer those for the residents.
Well, if you don't mind, Matt, do you want to kind of speak to maybe some of the rationale behind some of the decision making, so it's not just coming from me?
Come up
to the.
I got a face for radio, so you have to deal with it for a minute. We were talking as a fire department with the drought conditions this year and the topography and a lot of the other things that we're trying to deal with, even water supply to help fight a fire right now. It created some issues and some concerns. We didn't want to rule out all fireworks because we recognize that it's a lot of fun for a lot of people, and there are certain exceptions that we can deal with that won't create such a significant risk. That's why we allowed the areas for the ground fireworks versus just eliminating them altogether. We've had phone calls from certain areas. The map that I have to apologize, it doesn't have road names on it, and I'm not overly familiar with the road names in the area, but this road here.
Oak Road.
We've had phone calls in the past from people on Oak that have begged us to do what we can to eliminate aerials in that area because they've had issues with fireworks down below, and they land on that hillside and then they burn up there from the southwest and come up right to their street or up to their house for that matter. And again, with the drought conditions, that concern is raised even to a higher level this year. So without trying to be a buzzkill and still allow people to have fun, it was hard for us to come up with a distinct border or area to draw that line, and so we used Cedar Hills Drive and then that road that runs down along the west edge right there, which is Chandler's gonna help me.
Cottonwood and Pinyon.
Yeah, we kind of used those for our borders because that simplified a lot of issues that we would have had trying to just cut right through homes and subdivisions with a straight line.
No, that sounds fine to me. Like I said, I understand why things are where they are, especially with this year. I think that's an easy message to communicate out.
I agree. I think one other challenging thing we're looking at this year is if there is the potential for a fire, what types of access does the fire department have? And you know, some of these, the potential is high and the access is low. And so recognizing those two factors, I think led to some of these decisions as well, and saying, you know, it'd probably be better off if there just were not fireworks allowed in this area this year, just given the hazard.
Right.
So Chandler, just to make sure I'm understanding correctly, I have a little bit of a hard time hearing you guys. So we're saying no aerials anywhere, but the white area you can do ground fireworks,
no.
Correct?
No aerials in the yellow and the orange areas. White has no restrictions, but yellow can do ground, orange cannot do ground or aerials.
Okay. Where some of those are so close to each other and it feels, I know it's not arbitrary, but I think it's going to feel arbitrary. Is it simpler just to say no aerials this year with the risk that we've got?
That's up to you. If that's the case, then we use the old map and say no aerials are permitted within the city. I think that they can probably be safely lit in certain areas of the city, and that's that's why we're showing the white areas. But, you know, and to the fire marshal's point, you know, we weren't trying to just be arbitrary in how we drew these lines. But along, on some level, there has to be a line drawn somewhere. And we wanted to do it in a way that was easily enforceable by the police, because they're the ones that are going to be out that night and having to deal with issues that come up initially in terms of enforcement of this. But at the same time, we wanted to create a map that probably limited the city's risk, and that's what you see here.
Yeah, I guess that's my thing. Is it, does it create more of a problem to have people wondering where they can and where they can't, and have neighbors calling on people when they shouldn't, than it just does to just say, with the drought this year, we're just not going to do them?
I would say that the
can
the
I weigh
hope
in on
is...
that one?
Yeah.
So I know of a bunch of people that have already bought aerials, so I'm really not in favor of banning all aerials. That's just my personal opinion.
So are you thinking that the people who already bought them, if they live in a place where they can't do them, will just go somewhere else in the city and do them?
Yep.
No, I'm just saying some of the areas that are not shown on this map, like down in
yeah.
my neighborhood.
If they bought it,
uh-huh.
they bought it,
if you just say no aerials in the entire city, I think you're really going to get some pushback.
But we're going to get it from the people who live in those areas, those other areas that bought aerials too, right? Just not
I mean,
get
that's
it
what,
any
I guess that's what... that's, it's a lot more easy to justify
okay.
telling them not to have aerials because they have a lot of open space of dry stuff nearby them. That's why
yeah.
Matt, I'm sure, did that, because that's, if you know those spaces around the yellow places, there's a lot of dry, open spaces that are vulnerable. The rest of the city is not really vulnerable, so I don't think you should punish the city. I don't think it's our job to do that, personally.
Okay, and then we already don't allow them at the parks, right?
Yes, correct. We do not allow people to light them at the parks.
Okay. That works for me if that doesn't make a headache.
Just
yeah, and I also believe they're not allowed in the church parking lots throughout the city either, right?
I believe that is correct, yes.
Churches and schools.
Churches and schools are prohibited.
Yeah, so it's going to be... I like the map the way it sits right now. And, you know, if we do need to make adjustments further down the road, we can always do that. But at least this one here has an easy story to explain. And I live in the yellow areas. I love doing aerials, and, you know, I'm okay with it this year just because of where we're at. It's a bummer, but it's not the end of the world. There's always other places to go. So, I'm okay with what we're seeing here.
Let me add one more thing. This is each year we adopt a map. This year, this is not a permanent map. The ordinance is written so that this map expires after this fireworks season. So this isn't going forward and here on out every year. We recognize that this year has some unique circumstances. So that's why it's just this year that the ordinance is written for.
And then it hasn't been evaluated.
Yeah, understood. Yeah. Absolutely understood. And I think, given the widespread knowledge about the drought and everything around that, I'm hoping the pushback, we will see pushback, I guarantee it, but I think it'll be small, and I think it's going to be easy to explain the rationale. And that's what I would look for when
okay.
we restrict things.
And as staff, I mean, we're ready to field those calls as needed.
Can you repeat that again, Chandler?
Sorry, say that again?
Just repeat that again.
Oh, I was going to say, as a staff, we're happy to field those calls and answer those concerns as needed.
Okay.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, Jeff Mogg would like to make a comment.
I would like to have a look at amending this map to include Forest Creek Road also.
There are just 100 feet of that.
Is that included?
Yeah. So
if they're in this street, they're more than 100 feet.
They're 100 feet of that orange area.
Okay.
So in that case, there's no aerials or ground permitted.
So okay.
It's just extending that orange or that yellow extends that 100-foot provision. So
very good.
There's still some like here. I don't know what road that is.
Yeah.
But what we're discussing is the orange has a unique provision in that that orange restriction extends at 100 feet beyond it. And so Jeff was bringing up that along the Forest Creek Trail, he would like to see that that provision or on prohibition on aerials in the ground be extended to include Forest Creek Drive. Just the nature of the way this is written is that if it's within 100 feet of the orange area, it's prohibited. So you can see on my screen here, this orange area of Forest Creek Drive, these homes that fall along Forest Creek Drive naturally fall within that 100-foot prohibition area. Because in this along this Forest Creek Drive, if you've gone behind there on walk this trail anytime, there are a lot of dead trees that would provide a nice fuel source for a fire.
Our hope as the fire department is that most people take the same approach that you have. We appreciate the common sense and your support in this. We don't want, again, to take everybody's fun away from them, but at the same time, it's easier to take care of an issue before it happens in a year such as this where we do have such dry conditions. This week alone is going to cause all kinds of problems, and with the extreme temperatures, we don't see any help from Mother Nature anywhere in sight, and so we have to take more of a proactive approach, but we hope, again, that common sense takes over and people will utilize that to help keep their neighbors safe as well.
So are there any other questions from the council?
I don't have any.
Ben, you there?
Sorry, I missed a little bit. What was the last conversation after? Do you have any more questions?
There was nothing. Just silence.
There we go. Silence.
Yeah, no, I had mute going on. So, looking for a resolution. Somebody make a motion on the resolution. What is it? 06-14-2021.
Yes.
I can make the motion that we approve 06-14-2020A as the map's written.
2021.
Oh, sorry. Let's do 2021. Yeah.
Can I get a second?
I can second that.
All right. It is a resolution. Let's go ahead and do a roll call vote on this one, also since we're virtual. Mike?
Aye.
Councilmember Geddes. Councilmember Ellison?
Aye.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
And for myself, Councilmember Ellsworth, aye. That's all we had on the agenda. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I can make a motion that we adjourn.
And you have a second on that?
I second that.
All right, all in favor?
Mike and Laura.
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. Short notice.
Thanks for Gretchen reminding me. See you later.